Brendan Lade. He's an assistant coach at the Power. It's a big game for Port and for Adelaide, for that matter, and he's been good enough to join us. Lade, welcome to the show.
Hey, boys, how are we going?
Lade. Very well on Showdown Eve. How are you going, and have you noticed a little bit more pep in the preparation this week on the eve of the Showdown?
It's been a little bit more preparation and a little bit more in the papers and the media, and we can sort of cement our spot in the eight, and we can also, if we do that, we knock the Crows out. So it's a little bit more on the end of it this week.
A lot of discussion about consolidating your spot in the final four, or top four and final eight and all that sort of stuff. Is that ever mentioned to the players, or do you just hone in on just let's just win this game?
We hone in on winning this game. There's a little bit of talk. Ken's not afraid to talk about what the game means and the importance of it going forward for our season. So I think we're all grown up enough now to know that, you know, if we win the game, we're going to be playing finals. So we do talk about that at times, and we're not afraid to go there.
I think that's healthy. Great. You're going in unchanged. I like the look of that. Just on that, how close was Doogie Howard, and how good is Jack Homsch with that knee?
Homer's done most of the training this week, so he's ready to go. And Dougal was pretty close. Just his hand is his spoiling hand. He does average about 15 spoils a game. So for him to have that many spoils with a broken hand will probably be tough for him. And look, hopefully he's right for next week.
Yeah, well done. I loved Kane Farrell's game. I loved the fact he had to earn it, as most do. He debuted, and he didn't let you down, I didn't think. Then to have Sam Gray sitting there fit, not selected, just through that.
Yeah, Kane got his opportunity last week and did some really good things in his game. He's obviously got some areas of growth still in his game because he's 18 years old, but he showed some really good signs as an 18-year-old coming in and doing some things. And look, Grubb's had an ankle injury for the last 5 or 6 weeks, and his form's probably fluctuated a fair bit in that time, it's a relation that his form's dropped off with his ankle, so he'll go back to the Magpies and do some midfield time there and hopefully get a bit of form and come straight back in.
Yeah, well, he's a gun. What were the major discussions amongst the coaches planning against the Crows for tomorrow?
Well, we have talked about the Crows and they're starting to get a little bit of their mojo back. So the last 3 or 4 weeks they've played some really good footy and back to converting inside 50s, winning some clearances and contest the ball. And we know that's probably a crucial part of the game because Melbourne gave them a little bit of a touch-up there last week. And hopefully we can do the same this week and get the same result.
Many arguments about Darcy Byrne-Jones. I'm sure Nathan Bassett wouldn't have minded him in the back half, potentially playing Eddie Betts. And the forward half, maybe a role on Rory Laird. You'd love to have two of him.
Yeah, we would. We're still debating whether he should be playing forward or back this week, and I'm sure we'll make a call on that. But look, he's done some good roles for us, both ends of the ground, as a forward and as a defender. So, like you said, Bass would be a little bit disappointed if he did lose him, and I'd be a little bit disappointed too if I lost him for the last couple of weeks.
You know what you're doing with him. It's the eve of the game.
Yeah, I was talking a bit of crap there, wasn't I?
Yeah, come on, you're better than that, mate.
I know where he's playing, I'm not going to tell you. Is that better?
No, that's okay. Robert, I think either roles, he's great, but I thought the terrific role he did on Johannesson was outstanding, and Laird is an absolute threat. Robbie kicked 6 against the Crows last time. You starting him forward?
Can I say we're going to wait till tomorrow? No, look, he'll definitely start forward, Robbie, and Jake Kelly played on him last time, and they rotated a few people through him. But we think either Brown or Dude will go to him, and we'll hopefully get him in the best areas of the ground so he can hopefully kick another 5 and a quarter, which would be handy.
Have you spoken much to Charlie Dixon? He had a great game last week, but I imagine after spending a fair bit of time at the Gold Coast Suns, who don't have really traditional rivals, coming to Adelaide and being inserted into this rivalry, he must really love playing in the hurly-burly of these matches.
Anyone who knows Charlie knows that he's passionate about his footy club, and he's passionate about the people he plays with and for. So he loves the coaches, loves the players, loves the supporters, and he just loves being at Port Adelaide. And as you said, to have that rivalry, just add to his passion. It's a little bit scary, but it's a good thing for Charlie because he cares so much, and he's looking forward to the game. And as you said, he's in some really good form the last 4 or 5 weeks.
Paddy Ryder played last week, came back into the side. Well, I don't think he was overly extended. Has he been able to get much training in on the track this week?
Yeah, he's done nearly everything this week, Bix. He's pulled up really well from the game. He did what he needed to do in the Bulldogs game. He got through and got some fitness and did some really good things. So it's a big matchup against Sauce. Sauce is getting a bit older now, and so is Paddy. So that'll be a good battle for the ages, probably.
I don't know whether this is even a consideration, but I'll put it out there. There's going to be a 50-kilometre-an-hour nor'westerly. It's going to be tricky conditions all day. Do you talk about that? Do you need to adjust your game around that?
We talked about it last week in Ballarat. We had similar conditions. The wind changed a little bit in a few quarters in Ballarat, but we had some strong winds, and you have a few little contingencies that you can go through and go to when things aren't going well, or when the conditions don't suit, or the off-way gets a roll on. So we'll have a few plans in place to put into play, and hopefully they'll work and get the result we're after.
We can't wait, lady. It'd be an absolute ripper to think it's 22 apiece after 44. 45th tomorrow. It'll be live on 5AA. I want to put you in our Bix bullseye. Thanks to Harvey Norman Factory Outlet. There's a 40-incher up for grabs. All you got to tell me is who wins and the margin, and you're in the running, lady. Go.
Well, obviously, Port Adelaide are going to win Let's go by 27 points.
Beautiful. Lady, all the best, mate. Thanks for your time, as always.
Thanks for having me, guys.